Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. Go and check out everything that's going on over there. Plenty to see, plenty to do over at sportsethos.com. If you've got a second, go and give us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you'll get your fix of the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. We're on just about everything. Audible, I saw we're on. Stitcher, Amazon Music, Dash Radio once a week, that airs on there as well. So go and check it all out, and if you have a few seconds, go and give us a rate and review and a comment, and we love to see all that come together, and the uptick in listeners this month has been absolutely incredible. I don't know what it was, but I appreciate all the new listeners and everyone joining the show, because it's great to see some interactions and you know, seeing the listenership go up. And this is our biggest month ever by a long way, as we saw a few weeks ago now at the start of March. Yeah, we're well above where we've ever been, and I credit all of you for tuning in. So all across the world, thank you very much. And I thought I'd just do a little shout out to everyone that that likes to tune in and hear my dulcet Australian drawl across the airwaves. So thank you very much. And if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, if you're not already, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, and at Ethos Pelicans is the show. Big one today. We are going to be chatting the delicious, how's that for a adjective, win against the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta, the ATL. It was kids' night at Atlanta, and they brought all the mascots out, and I'm glad they all got to witness what we got to, because the Pelicans leave victorious 2 of 2 so far on the road trip, with one game to go against the Charlotte Hornets tomorrow. We leave victorious 117-112. Behind, really, the Pelicans committee again. We talked about it on the last show, winning by committee, everyone playing their role and being a part of it. And once again, we saw it. The guys dug in right from the start, brought that defensive energy, and we were flying. It was honestly one of the best first quarters we've seen, with Atlanta being one of the lowest-ranked turnover team in the league, with about 11.5 coming into this game. We managed to turn over the ball, and this is just a stat off that I saw on the broadcast, 9 times in the first quarter. And, you know, we jumped out to a big lead, and they fought back, all credit to them. You know, in the home court, they've won something like 15 of the last 17 at home, and we decided to upset the apple cart and nicked one from them. So we're happy with that. Really great result behind a team that has been a bit up and down, we know that, but found a bit of a hot streak since the All-Star break. And, you know, with still no Brandon Ingram and Devontae Graham out, he was out with a hip contusion. We saw that he was a bit gimpy at the end of last game. He had a rest. And, the guys stepped up. Everyone played their role, played together, lots of communication, and honestly, just really proud of the guys. So let's go and break it down quarter by quarter, as we always do. Quarter one, 35 points to 18. We jumped out behind hard defense. Herb was stealing everything. Jose was stealing everything. Everyone was jumping in the passing lanes, making it difficult. And no one was comfortable for the Atlanta Hawks. And we exploited them. JV started really fast, besides getting a couple of fouls. Najee, in place of Devontae, jumped into the starting lineup, and he copped a couple of fouls. while, of course, he's been inconsistent offensively throughout the journey, he was really good defensively, and you got to credit how he played. I was really impressed by the guys. And, you know, this is a happy podcast again. Second quarter, they bounce back. They start chipping away 32-25, and guys start catching fire. Danilo Gallinari has always been a Pelicans killer. You know, he always plays well against us. And today was no different. He was getting everything he wanted. And every time we'd make a run, they'd try to answer back. Not as great a second quarter, really fought back. Halftime break, you know, that third quarter, we've really been focusing on that. And in all the halftime conversations that that Jen Hale has on the broadcast, she talks to assistant coaches and they reiterate every time, let's just win this quarter. And like we say, this is the premiership quarter, the championship quarter. You win the third quarter, you know, for a lot of the times you win the game. If you can hold on, it's really important because it gives you that momentum going into the end. You know, it's downhill in that last quarter. So big third quarter, 31-26, took a 15-point lead going into the fourth quarter. And unfortunately, Atlanta decided not to lay down. The last quarter, they fought back, got themselves with a big last quarter, got it tied with a minute 34 remaining, and there were shades of the Denver game. There really were. We were getting nervous. There was a few uncharacteristic turnovers down late, and luckily, this time, we managed to hold on behind big free throws from Jonas. He hit a couple. He hit as well as Jose, and a big bucket right at the end with about 48 seconds to go. Jose hits a layup after the excessive coverage on CJ forced the defense to overplay, and Jose went in and had a delicious little layup by himself. So, you know, up by four, and they start playing the foul game, and we do what we need to do. Last quarter, 36-26 in favor Atlanta, but that means that we held on by 5 points. The final score, as I said before, 117-112, and we take that victory. We put it in the bank. So, what did we like? Firstly, I mean, it was big ball. We've been playing with this tall lineup of JV with Jackson, and then rotating JV out and playing Billy alongside Jackson as well. And it's working. We've got that athleticism that Jackson brings, which you compare with the shooting stroke and inside presence that Jonas and Billy bring. And it's such a matchup nightmare because the blokes are both 7-footers. All three of them are 7-footers and all thereabouts. And it gives the opposition some trouble because they just don't have the size to match him. And then Jackson is such a matchup nightmare now that he gets to just play free. The guy can defend just about. He can defend guards, he can defend forwards, and he can rotate onto the centers as well. That weak side defense help has just been phenomenal. And yeah, just really impressive. I've really enjoyed this tall ball lineup that we've been playing. It's been successful, and we've got to keep that going. So over at the team stats, we kept them, well, they shot 47% from the field, but 31% from three. And as a team that has Trae Young, has Bogdan Bogdanovic, guys like that, Gallinari, Lou Williams, Red Velvet being Kevin Huerter, and of course, they also have DeAndre Hunter. These guys can shoot threes. And we had to keep them off that. And that's what we managed to do. 10 of 32 they shot from three to our 44% from the field and 33% from three. Not a great night for us outside, but it meant that we went inside more. 7 of 21, didn't settle for those threes. We worked the way inside and hit singles. Made sure that we executed and kept chipping away at the lead. And all of a sudden, you build up this massive lead because you defend at one end and then get layups at the other. Free throws, 24 of 27 to their, which was 88%. And 20 of 23, 87% for them. 22 assists apiece. Rebounds. And that's this tall ball that we've been talking about. 54 rebounds we had to their 40. 18 offensive. And that's just the guys classic crashing the glass. You could see it. All three of the big guys had double-doubles and with rebounds, of course, and were just absolutely outstanding. I can't credit the big guys enough in this. They were really good. We had 12 steals. I don't know what more you can say about that. It's disruptive. We which played really well. And that was despite having 17 turnovers and 15 turnovers to their 16. So, you know, it was pretty even. What we did turn that into is 17 points off turnovers, and they had 12. So what that meant is that we were causing upsets into their offense and then turning them into easy transition points. And there were ones that we left on the chopping room floor, unfortunately. Ones like Jose did a massive steal. He ran the bloke down, the little sneaky one from behind, and missed the layup down the stretch. And he was disappointed with that. He made up for it later on, of course. But, you know, there was plenty more opportunities for us to have scored more than that 17 off of the 15. But again, that's the 5 points. That's the difference. That's the game. So the 17 to 12 in the points off turnovers, that's the difference in the game. So if you can exploit that, easy layups, easy buckets, you know, they win games. Don't have to work harder, just work smarter. And defend hard. So honestly, really, really great game. Over at the box score, some high minutes for a few guys on the first night of a back-to-back. Obviously, go to Charlotte and play the team again tomorrow, so the guys will have to have a bit of a rest. CJ McCollum, 38 minutes. He had 25 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 1 steal, and 9 of 26 shooting. So, honestly, it was he had 2 turnovers and 1 critical one right at the end where he burned the whole shot clock and then passed it off to Jose as the shot clock expired. The difficult thing for CJ is that while he had those 25 points, I think even he would say it was a down game for him. He didn't look in rhythm. There was a few shots that, you know, perhaps he would have made in previous games. And I think he's still coming back from COVID because, well, you know, still recovering. I think it's still lingering. You hear him in the post-game interview and he's sitting there coughing and, you know, spluttering. And perhaps there is that lingering issues there with the I don't know, they say lung capacity gets a bit reduced and the like for a little while, fatigue. So hopefully he gets his rhythm back. And I think once Brandon comes back, you know, his load's going to reduce as well. So while he had a good scoring night, it probably wasn't as efficient as we had been used to. Again, 25, 4, and 8, you're still pretty happy with. So good game by one of the new leaders of the team. Jackson Hayes had 12 and 12 in 37 minutes. 5 of 12 shooting, hit a 3-pointer, and he was solid, did everything that we talked about earlier. Herb Jones, 11-3-2, 4 steals, 4 of 6 shooting. And again, you know, one of those guys that was given the big task of Bogdanovich down late, and also Trae Young. At different times, he was having to guard the best players, as he always does, and he did a mighty fine job on them. He, with the 4 steals, is just unbelievable. And, you know, that doesn't count, show the tip passes and good body position and good defensive rotations that he does night in, night out. Doesn't show up on the box score, but again, just a fantastic player, and we're so lucky to have him. Jonas, 26 and 12, 4 assists and a steal. He was massive, really took over the game offensively, and with those rebounds, of course, always a good little bonus with that. And it was one of his games where he just went aggressively at whoever was in front of him. He saw Clint Capela, and he says, "You're not as good as me, so I'm going to burn you," and he did. They put a Kongwu on him at points, the rookie, and he got burned as well. It didn't matter. He knew he was better than any of them, and he took advantage of him down low. So all credit to him. Hit a 3, which was good. Really made Clint Capela have to guard him out there. Otherwise, he was going to burn him. And as soon as he hits a 3, he becomes so much more dangerous because he can beat a few guys off the dribble. He can also roll down low and you know, back him up, post up game and little drop fadeaways and floaters and the like. So he had one of those complete games that we really like from Jonas. So great job. 10 of 16 shooting there. Najee Marshall, as I said, had a bit of foul trouble. 7 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist and a steal. And he was solid. Defended well again. Another one of those games that you don't really see come up on the box score, but defended and scored where he needed to. Yeah, I was happy with what Naj brought. Good energy as always. Jose off the bench, he played at Georgia Tech, if you don't remember. He was their ACC Defensive Player of the Year last year and 4-year guy, and he showed it. You know, every time he goes home, he calls this his second home, Atlanta, and he showed out in front of his family again. It's where his daughter, his girlfriend, and girlfriend's family live, so they're all over there, and he really put it on. 15 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 5 of 9 shooting, and he was fantastic. I can't fault what Jose did tonight. You know, he hit the clutch bucket down the stretch. He hit his free throws. He was stealing everything, and he makes players uncomfortable. He's there and does not let anyone have a possession off. Kevin Huerter bounced the ball up casually up the court. Stolen. I'll take that. Don't mind if I do. He comes on immediately. The ball comes to, it gets bounced lackadaisically after a made basket to Trae Young. Jose sneaks around the back, gets it, lays it back in. Throw it in again, mate. Don't worry about it. And he was just great. And it's that defensive intensity. It's contagious. All of the guys really cracked on and dug in on the defensive end. Billy, 17 and 10, 2 assists and a steal. He was great. He was getting up there and rebounding everything. Scoring where he needed to, you know, 17, happy with that, not bad. Trey Murphy didn't score, but was solid. He was long and really battled in that 14 minutes. And Tyrone Wallace had 4 points and 2 rebounds. And playing a bit, he was solid, did nothing wrong. Contributed and you know, he's getting a good run, good lengthy wing player, and made a good play at one point where he cut to the basket, received it from Jonas and laid it in. And that's all you need. Make the most of your minutes, and you don't try to hit threes straight away. Just come straight in and score at the ring and get yourself looking, get your eye in, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say. So, really, really good over for Atlanta. You know, you got 27 from Gallinari, 21 from Trae Young, and 10 assists, but he was only 5 of 14 shooting, and we did a really good job. Bogdanović off the bench had 21, but 8 of 18 shooting, and they were uncomfortable. And while they kept fighting back, we managed to hold them off, and really proud of what the guys put together. So that's probably about as much as I'll say about Atlanta. They tried, but they fell short, and we'll bank the win. So we'll go to a break. We'll come back and do the three key takeaways, and we're just going to have a chat about the rest of the schedule going forward for this season, because I think we're at that point now. We've got to work it out and see how many games we've got left. So we'll discuss that all after these few messages.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, thank you very much to our sponsors, mybookie.ag. Use the code ETHOS when you sign up. That will give you a deposit match bonus. Make sure you do all of your gambling over there, mybookie.ag. In addition, manscaped.com, our good friends over at Manscaped. Go and check out all they've got over there. Plenty of different things for your shaving and skincare and, I don't know, jocks and the like. They've got everything over there. Go and check it out. Manscaped.com. ETHOS20 is the code. 20% off and free shipping. We love it. And expressvpn.com/hoopball. That is the website you need to go and visit to get yourself a bonus 3 months on a 12-month subscription with expressvpn.com. Go and check it out. Easy to use. Use it on League Pass. Use it on whatever you need. And protect your identity online. And finally, ThriveFantasy.com, our daily fantasy sponsor over at Sports Ethos. Go and check it out. Use code ETHOS when you sign up. That will give you a deposit match bonus and some free game tickets. You can't get them anywhere else except with that code. So go and check that out. Daily Fantasy, got plenty of information of that over at sportsethos.com. Check it out. And yeah, gamble responsibly. Don't chase your losses and all that sort of carry on. Anyway, just do it. So, welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. Lyle here, still here, surprisingly. And we're going to do our three key takeaways. So, number one, we won by committee. It was fantastic. I loved what we did. Really good defensively, really bought in together, did exactly what we wanted, carried that momentum from Spurs game into tonight and led from the front. We slapped them around from the beginning and, you know, while they responded, instead of letting go of the rope and letting them walk over us at the end and get the momentum, we made adjustments. We made them uncomfortable. We stole the ball. We intercepted. We played really well. So all credit to the guys for what they put together and a good team win. It's not very often we get to say it, but the last two have been fantastic. And we just got to carry it on. One more against Charlotte. Then we get a few days off. Number two. This win means that we move to the ninth spot. We jump the Lakers, finally. We've moved into the ninth spot, firmly in the play-in now. That means if we were to play tomorrow in the play-in, we'd be taking on the Lakers at the Smoothie King Center rather than having to play them in LA. So what this means is that we're in the driver's seat there. It means you get home ground advantage. It means they have to travel. And it means you get to sleep in your own bed. And we can't underestimate how good it is to be at home, particularly in big games. You've got all the crowd behind you. You've got the six man, and of course, there's the crowd. It's a big benefit. So what we've got to do is just keep winning. But now they're in the rearview mirror. So while we're drawn with them, we've got to keep winning. Can't let it slip. Can't lose that position. And we start closing the gap on the Clippers. They've lost a few in a row. While we might not catch them, the more wins we get, the more secure we are. It also means that the pick that Lakers traded as part of the Anthony Davis trade, the first rounder, gets conveyed to us, or more likely to get conveyed to us, because they've fallen into the 10th spot, which, if you remember, the pick protections are 1 to 10. If it's beyond 10, it goes to the Grizzlies. So the percentage now means that it's more likely to fall in the 1 to 10 range than it is outside. And that's really good for us. That means we get another first round draft pick. Could we flip it for another good piece? I don't know. Or could we draft a high upside rookie in another lottery pick? Of course we could. So really awesome that we could potentially double down, finish above the Lakers, get that pick as well, and basically get Jonas for nothing, which would be, besides Steven Adams and Bledsoe, but, you know, without giving up a first-round draft pick. So really fantastic if that could be the case. So touch wood and cross your fingers, cross your toes, and hopefully we can pull that off. The third key takeaway is we are so blessed to have these guys fill roles unexpectedly. Jose Alvarado, Herb Jones, you know, Trey Murphy's doing some things. Ty Wallace, you know, you pick these guys up off, I don't know, out of the ether. Low guys valued at draft day. And we pick them up and we put them to use. And they exceed expectations. Hard work, Najee Marshall, another one. Hard work and persistence, and it pays off. And it's infectious. These guys are so happy with one another. They want to play with one another. They play together. They play as a team and they respect one another. And they want to go to work and win games. And it's all credit to these guys. The guys from 1 to 15 all dig in and come to work and have the right attitude. And you can see it on the court. It's coming together and it's so exciting to see. I'm really happy that it's come together for them. I genuinely am. So let's keep winning. Let's keep doing what we've been doing and playing together. And hopefully it'll all come together in the not too distant future. And you know what? We could end up being the playoffs. There's no reason why we stop it at play-in. So looking forward to seeing what happens there. And hopefully, we can pull it off. I've got faith in this team, and I know a lot of the people around the Pels fan base do as well. So let's crack on and see if we can win it all. Win it all, or just get into the playoffs and, you know, one step at a time. So Before I wrapped up, I said I wanted to review the rest of the season going forward for the schedule. So there's not many games left. I think we're at 13 games left, 12 games left. And next game is obviously the back-to-back against Charlotte. That's at Charlotte, and then it ends the road trip. We then get from Tuesday right through to Friday. The next game is Friday against Chicago, back at the Smoothie King Center. Then a day off, and we play San Antonio, who we just beaten. Then Monday's the Lakers. Thursday, Portland. You know, we don't have a very arduous schedule. After this back-to-back, there's only one more, and that's Portland and Memphis right in May. In April. So, Charlotte, Chicago, Spurs, Lakers, Portland, Lakers again, Clippers, and they're both teams we want to beat. Sacramento, you want to beat them. Portland, you want to beat them. Memphis, and then Golden State. And that's how we finish the season. I think out of that, there's so many winnable games. And the way we're playing, we should beat them. You know, we have to beat the Lakers. You need to beat both of them. You have to beat Portland. They're must-wins. Spurs, you have to beat because they'll be chasing us. There's plenty of winnable games here. And I'm excited to see what we can pull out against this team. If we can string a few together, there's no reason why we can't keep going and roll straight in. Get a bit of momentum in and then beat the Lakers in the play-in. And then beat whoever the 7-8 result is. And then we're in. Be great. So, we'll see what happens. I'm not going to get ahead of ourselves, but let's keep this momentum going. Defense leading to offense. And by golly, I'm excited. I hope we can pull it off. So, I am going to leave it at that. We've talked for more than long enough. Thank you all for listening. As always, this is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Swithenbank. At Ethos Pelicans is the show. At Lyle Swithenbank is me on Twitter, if you'd like to follow us. We'll be back after the Charlotte game, another early one tomorrow. So let's see if they can dig in and make it 3-for-3 on the road trip. So take care of yourselves and speak to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.